Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you with good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about how the universe answers your questions. There are some specific ways in which the universe can answer questions, very specific questions too, and I'll cover several of the tools we have for this. Do you want to know if a relationship will work out, if you should hire someone, if an investment is a good one for you to make, or if you should buy a particular house or car? I'll discuss ways you can know the answer to any question quickly, easily, and accurately. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to mention that we are getting pretty low on our printed Good Timing Guides for 2009. And if you're intending to get one so you can work in harmony with the universe, I urge you to do it soon. You will still be able to get an online Good Timing Guide throughout the year, but once we run out of the printed ones, there just won't be any more. Now, you can order yours by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store up at the top, and then just scroll down to the 2009 Good Timing Guide products. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can learn all about the upcoming cycles well ahead of time and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates for just 8 cents a day. You can plan ahead and be alert to major timing tips and be prepared for these economic changes. And to order, just go to that same website, askmadeline.com, or call us at 877-524-8300. So what is up in the heavens? Wow, we are in the midst of a major lineup of planets in the sign of Aquarius. This happened once already between Valentine's Day through the early hours of February 18th. And we get a second time of this major lineup with the Moon, Mercury, Mars, the North Node, Jupiter, the asteroid Juno, Chiron, and Neptune, all in the sign of Aquarius between February 21st through early on February 24th. This means we're all planting new seeds now that will bloom later. And these new starts are going to unfold over a period of time of at least a year, and some over many years. Now, you may be noticing that a whole bunch of new things are getting started for you or your loved ones during this month. And since Aquarius is known for its radical and progressive ideas, which are usually considered to be 50 years ahead of their time, the new seeds we're planting now are ones that will create progress for everyone. So we're going to see some completely new ideas and different ideas proposed and developed over the next few years. This is a very exciting time, and the energies have been quite intense lately. Now, in addition, between now and March 1st and peaking on February 17th, we're still in the midst of the cycle Mars conjunct Jupiter. This is excellent for taking fortunate actions, especially for actions that can turn into something very large downstream. This is especially true for projects related to the internet, new technology, anything innovative, science or metaphysics. We have an incredibly great opportunity to combine this energy with the changes we're making. So this is the time to plant new seeds for your new vision by taking fortunate actions during this period that will lead to them later. So set your intention and start following your messages from the universe as to how to proceed. We still have another cycle This is Venus sextile Jupiter, and it is wonderful for financial growth opportunities. Wow. Oh, we love it, don't we, Benny? Opportunities aren't going to demand your attention, but they're there for the taking if you want them. This cycle peaked late on February 16th, and it's in range now through March 16th. Now, however, this cycle is actually best before March 6th, and it gets another really good day with the Moon conjunct Venus and sextile Jupiter next Friday, February 27th. So let's all take advantage of these great financial growth opportunities while we can before Venus goes retrograde on March 6th. Now, on February 24th, we have a new moon in Pisces. And this, what's getting started then is strong support between the people of the country and the leadership to support the country in positive ways. There are still good financial opportunities showing up in this chart, but it looks like the stock market is taking a huge beating. So reconsider investing in your home, your community, with your vendors or customers if the stock market has become too volatile for you. There are many good financial opportunities close to home, and the stock market is probably not the place where they're going to be. Now, next, between February 26th and March 14th, we get challenge to focus our energy and keep it from scattering. This cycle is Mars conjunct Neptune and Chiron. And this group of Mars, Neptune, and Chiron suggests that we could encounter not enough energy, colds or flu, or just low immune systems, or just feeling tired. Now, pay extra attention to your health leading up to this period so you don't overdo. Get extra rest during this period. And if you're still tired, get some supplements that will help your adrenals rebound. I like to use the Chinese herb astragalus, A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. That's in capsules at health food stores, and it can help quite a bit with that. Your naturopath or your health food store might have some other suggestions, too. And I don't know about you, but I am challenged just to sleep normally now. Do you have problems getting to sleep at a normal hour or sleeping through the night without waking up early? The energies that the Earth is passing through now are extremely strong now, so it can be harder to sleep. And we're all getting bathed in these high-frequency energies 24 hours per day, which can be challenging to our nervous system. So do your best now to get enough rest so that when we get to this period between February 26th through March 14th, you'll be in good shape. Now, if you use that particular period well and keep your health strong, you can use it to become more spiritually motivated. It's a really good time to focus on trusting and partnering with the universe. So practice listening to your messages from the universe and taking action on them. You can tell the universe how you want to receive your messages or how many you want to receive in order to be sure that it is a message from the universe. And they will do their absolute best to make sure that they give you exactly your messages as you want them. So pay attention. And you may want to pay attention to your dreams as well. Keeping a dream journal can help to remember them. Now, have you been paying attention to what's been happening with the financial crisis? If not, here's a heads up for you. Citigroup is just about to delist from the stock exchange, and it appears like it will fail. We're about to find out if these extremely large banks are too big to fail or too big to save. We'll be finding out soon. And if you have money in Citigroup, be sure you get it out immediately. Now, did you also see that GM is asking for another $16.6 billion from the Treasury for a total of $30 billion in taxpayer aid? Plus, they want an additional $7.7 billion in aid from the Department of Energy to develop fuel-efficient technology. Am I missing something here? GM wants the U.S. government to give them the money to develop fuel-efficient cars so they can stay in business and profit from our taxes. Hopefully, this is one of the major issues that will get re-evaluated when we get into Venus retrograde, which starts March 6th. And speaking of Venus retrograde, that will be occurring between March 6th through April 17th. Plus, that will soon be followed a few weeks later by another Mercury retrograde on May 7th through the 31st. So now is the time to make your new starts. This is the last best month we have for new product introductions or starting new companies or launching new websites, etc., until June. And the universe is being very helpful to us now as it gives us this huge opportunity for new starts. I believe the last best date we have for new starts is February 27th. So do your best to be ready to launch new things by then. And after that, June will be your next best time, with possibly a couple of dates in late April. Now, Venus retrograde is a time when we're reconsidering relationships, partnerships, money, and financial issues, how we value ourselves, and our relationship to money. Venus is already in the area that she'll retrace, so pay attention now to financial and relationship matters, because this is what's going to get reconsidered. Venus retrograde starts on March 6th, and that's only 2 weeks away. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week, the information I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. And look for the link to this under What's New. Now, I know we are headed off to a break. So do you have a specific question for which you'd like to know the answer? When I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about how the universe answers your questions. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about how the universe answers your questions. After that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So let's talk about questions. We all have them, and they can relate to every part of our life. Relationships, money, jobs, careers, which house to buy, health concerns, etc. There are many questions we have on a regular basis, and sometimes it's just a matter of time before we know the answer to a question. Other times, we can't easily learn the answer to a question unless we make a commitment first and leave another option behind. That's when it's useful to know how the universe can answer our questions. Now, first of all, if you can... You can actually get an answer to most of your questions by either muscle testing or using a pendulum. It takes a little while to learn to use either one, but it gives you great flexibility to get your own answers quickly and easily. I use muscle testing quite a bit myself, and I find it to be mostly accurate, but not always accurate. And I'm going to tell you how I muscle test, but just know that there are quite a few ways to do this, and some of them may yield better results than others for you. So if you're interested in learning muscle testing, I encourage you to learn all the ways you can and experiment with which ones provide the highest accuracy for you. Now, what's going on when you muscle test, or perhaps when you're using a pendulum? Well, you're basically contacting your higher self, or some sources say you're in contact with your subconscious. Whatever the case may be, you're actually accessing another part of your intelligence, which knows more than your conscious self. That's the key. You know the answer at some level of your being, and you're basically contacting that part of yourself. Now, here's how I muscle test, but don't take this as gospel. This is just one method. First, assuming you're right-handed, here's what you do. Take your left hand and make a circle by putting the tip of your thumb to the tip of your middle finger. Hold your hand so you can see the full circle. Now with your right hand, put your thumb and middle finger tips inside the first circle you made with your left hand. The circle will naturally be at right angles to the circle of your left hand. Okay, do you have two interconnecting circles which are basically at right angles to each other now? The right hand circle should be connected inside the circle of your left hand. So are you with me so far? Okay, now, before you ask your question, you need to test and make sure you're getting the correct answer. So I want you to say, show me yes. And with your right hand, pull to the right. Now, if you're aligned correctly, your fingers should hold tightly together and not pull through. A yes is always that your right hand fingers hold together when you pull them to the right. Now, if you're following this, your fingers should still be in the interconnected circles. Now I want you to say, show me no. And again, pull to the right with your right hand. This time, if you're aligned correctly, your fingers will pull through the circle of your left hand. A no is always that your right hand fingers break apart or fail to hold. Now, for those of you who are lefties, just reverse this entire process so that you're pulling to the left with your left hand. Now, what if you've gotten an incorrect answer, meaning you got a yes when you asked for a no, or you got a no when you asked for a yes? Then there's an easy way to correct this. You're basically reversed when that happens, and all you need to do is put your tongue up to the back of the roof of your mouth and just hold it there for a moment, or a few moments. Then try it again. If it still doesn't work, hold it a little bit longer. I also like to test my name and other names to ensure that I'm truly aligned. So I'll say a string of names, including my first name, middle name, and last name, along with several others which aren't mine. And I'll make sure I get a yes on my name, on all of my names, and no's on all the other ones. This is easy to do. As you're pulling, just make a statement like, my name is Madeline, Melissa, Mary, Carol, John, Mark, Paul, Gerwick. And each time you say a name, pull your right fingers to see if it's correct. Or if you can use, you could also use true false statements such as, I love to do dishes, or I love to eat chocolate. Choose one that's true and one that's false for testing purposes to make sure you're aligned. Now, once you've tested to ensure you're aligned correctly, now you're ready to ask your question. You may have noticed that you can only use this for a question that can be answered by a yes or a no. Once you ask a question and get an answer, you can test the accuracy of it by asking a different type of question. You could then say, what is the level of accuracy for the answer I just received? Then ask the following. Is it at least 10%, at least 20%, at least 30%, and so on, until it either breaks through or you reach 100% accuracy? Or start at 100% and work your way down in 10% increments. I find that muscle testing saves me a lot of money. I muscle test whether it's in my highest good before I purchase anything. You know, anything besides food or gasoline or utilities. I save a lot of money this way, and I often discover later that I already have what I thought I needed. And okay, now, when is it harder to use this technique? Well, when I'm personally attached to the answer is when I find it to be a challenge. If I'm asking about someone I've met that I'm attracted to, I may not be able to muscle test that. And you can even ask, can I accurately muscle test a question about X? This could include questions about your personal health or a very personal issue. So what do I do for those things? I do what's known as a horary chart. This is an astrology technique that is highly accurate, but of course, it takes a trained astrologer to do this. For those very important questions, though, it's worth it. Now, what kind of questions do people ask me using this technique? Just about anything and everything. Is it in my highest good to buy this house or this car? Is it in the best interest of the company to hire this person? Is it in my highest financial good to make this investment? Will this relationship work out? Does he love me? You name it. We've seen the question. Astrologers have been answering questions like these for centuries. I'm going to tell you a story about horary questions because they are really quite amazing. But first, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how this works. When you have a specific question that can be answered with a yes or no, you need to call an astrologer who does horary astrology, such as myself. But there are actually quite a few astrologers around the country who do this. And when you call the astrologer and talk about the question, there will come a moment when you and the astrologer are both clear on what the question is that you're asking. That is the moment that the astrologer writes down the time you ask the question. This is because the answer to your question is contained in the chart for the moment you asked it. Horary means of the hour. And the magic of this method is that the universe has an answer for you based on when you ask the astrologer the question. Forget about trying to choose a good time to ask the question. It's important to ask the question when you first think of asking the question. That's because you want to know the truth, not just what you would prefer to hear. Now, many times an astrologer will be able to tell you the answer to the question, yes or no, and give you some additional information as to why the answer appears to be that way. But that doesn't always happen. And to illustrate this point, I'm actually going to tell you my favorite horary question story. This is actually a story from another horary astrologer, and an excellent one too. She lived in Oregon and wanted to purchase a small home at the ocean where they used to go visit on a regular basis. One day, they found a perfect little cottage at the beach that she and her husband loved. It was the perfect size, slightly under market value, so the price was great. The location was right. The home was in excellent condition. But being a horary astrologer, she dutifully asked whether or not she should purchase the home. She was quite surprised by the answer, which was not just no, but hell no. She could think of no reason not to purchase the home. But since she knew the accuracy of this method, she decided not to do it. 7 years later, the reason why became apparent when the home was buried under a mudslide. Who could have guessed that? So, astrology may not be able to tell you why, although often it can, but it will be able to tell you an accurate yes or no answer to your question. Now, this technique can also be used for finding something you've lost. I've had to use this plenty of times to find something, and it's amazingly accurate. It can describe to you where the item is located, whether it's in the home or not, and if so, where it is. This technique is valuable for making lots of different decisions, such as hiring decisions and investment decisions. And the beauty of it is that you don't need the birth information on the person you're considering hiring, or for the company in which you're thinking of investing. This technique is great for that reason, because all the information for the answer is contained in the moment you ask the question. So I hope you'll start using some of these tools, because we have many excellent ways to get answers now. Let's stop spending countless hours wondering about things and step into our power to know. This is part of our toolkit for transforming our consciousness more rapidly. Let's get with this program and start accessing our intuition. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
What would your life be like if you could accomplish anything and everything you want? Join James Arthur Ray in Seattle, Spokane, and Vancouver, BC for The Secret of Attracting the Life You Want. Learn how your intentions create your reality during this free lecture. Go to thequantumdream.com to register for your free admission and information. James Ray will be in Vancouver, BC on March 10th, Seattle on March 11th, and Spokane on March 12th. Visit thequantumdream.com to register now.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom. Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3080. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Well, back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm taking your calls now, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your most major challenge. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and I want to appreciate all the callers that have called in. We're going to go quickly to the phones. And we have Sarah calling in from South Seattle. She was calling in about a relationship question. She has currently nothing at the moment, but she's looking for something. She wants to see what's in the cards for her, or I should say the charts. Her birth date is 10-18 of 1950 at 8:57 a.m. in good old Seattle, Washington as well. So, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Madeline.
Tell me what's been happening in terms of relationships.
Well, you know, I have wonderful relationships and friends and everything, but I want to know when my dude's coming.
Have you been married before?
I have been, yeah. I've been divorced for 10 years. And, you know, I've had some boyfriends drizzle in and drizzle out. I'm just wondering if there's something in me, a character flaw, or what the heck's up in the stars for me.
Okay. Well, actually, it looks like you could have several relationships in this lifetime. You know, I'm going to guess and say, depending on how this might work out, some of these might be a little more minor, but you could have up to 3 or 4 marriages.
Oh, I've already had 3 marriages.
You've already had 3. Okay, so you still have another one.
But you know what the thing is they've all been kind of pretend marriages because I didn't really know who I was. And so now I'm so much more aware and tapped in. And so, that would be good.
Yes, okay. Now, and what is the challenge for you with relationships is just what you said. Being unaware of who you are. So a lot of it has to do with being sort of connected. You're very, very intuitive, you see.
And I am intuitive.
And because of that, you also absorb energy from other people very, very quickly.
So, I do?
Yeah, so you can walk into a room and fairly easily pick up the energies without even realizing it. And the next thing you know, you might be feeling quite a bit differently than you were when you walked into the room.
That would be me, definitely.
And have no real idea why, you see. Hmm? So it can be quite confusing in terms of knowing, you know, is this me or is this somebody else's energy?
Right. That does happen sometimes. I am learning, though, that, you know, we go into this collective field and we get sort of slimed by other people's stuff. So I'm aware of that.
Yes. So right now, I'm talking to you about this because not only is it that way for your birth chart, but right now you're at a time when this is even stronger for you.
As the intuitive part.
The intuitive part, yes.
Yeah.
Do you spend any time getting your messages from the universe on a regular basis?
Do I spend any time listening to the messages from the universe?
Yeah, to your messages from the universe.
I do. I don't do it as often as I should, and I just had a talk with myself this morning saying I need to allow more quiet time.
Yes.
And I don't do it as much as I should. I have to be totally honest. So,
see if you can give yourself at least 10 minutes every day, because you could easily figure out from that where you are to meet your next partner.
Okay.
See, you need, very, very intuitive. So when you're ignoring that part of yourself, it's like you're cut off from your primary source of information.
Right, I'm starving myself.
Yes, that's it, exactly. Exactly. So that's the first thing, is to give yourself some time. It doesn't have to be actual meditation time. Some people do better by taking a walk without their cell phone. So it just depends on the person. But
okay.
Yeah, so that is a situation where you will benefit greatly if you can do it, because you have actually the potential for somebody to show up. Now, but again, you know, if you're not getting your messages and following them, you know, you know, the opportunity could pass you by.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is a confirmation and a heads up. Yeah, I still know all of this. And I think sometimes, you know, my self-saboteur, she's running the show sometimes. So I'm going to have to put her into place again and do the work, because it's all about doing the work.
Right. Now, you might want to ask why the self-saboteur is showing up, you know, and invite her to the table to tell you.
Good. That's good.
You see, because usually there's some fear going on. And what would be better is, instead of ignoring the fear, is to figure out what it is and release it.
Right.
And there are a few coaches on my website under Meet Our Guides who are excellent releasing fears using, and it can be fears and or old patterns, old behavior patterns that we're into doing, old challenges that we have carried around, old behaviors that we've carried around for a long time. So you can go on my site and check out Peg Donahue and Richard Ross, and they can do that process over the telephone.
Okay. Peg, Donahue, and who else?
Peg Donahue and Richard Ross.
Oh, right.
And they both do emotional freedom and healing releases, and they have other tools as well for doing release work. And it can be...
All right, well, I'm in the healing arts, and I should have all this figured out, but boy, I am so imperfect, I can't believe it.
Well, it's hard for us to do our own, you know, it's better for us if we actually have somebody else help us through it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know that to be true.
Okay. Okay,
well,
good luck with that, and thank you for calling in.
Well, thanks, Sarah, for calling in. We're going to probably start with another one there, Madeline. Let's go off to Sean. She's calling in from Seattle as well. She's looking for a little more expansion in her life, so we'll see where it goes on those charts. Her birth date is 11/11 of 1960, and, well, actually born at 5:05 a.m., so 5:55 a.m. That's a good number, actually.
Yeah.
I know, in Faith, South Dakota.
Wow.
I've got to know more about this. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Sean. I was so intrigued by your birth data because, you know, 11/11, 5:55, Faith, South Dakota, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's on your mind today?
Well, for years, you know, when get married, have kids, go through all the raising of children, I've just felt for years like I've been sitting on my desires, you know, to reach out to people and to you know, create bonds and friendships. Because you get all wrapped up into, you know, making dinner and cleaning up after the kids, you know?
Right.
and you know, and the desires of the, you know, marriage and so on and so forth.
Right.
And so what I'm feeling is that this is my time. This is my time to finally reach my full potential, to reach out to other people and connect. And so I guess that's the question that I have is, you know, is my gut feeling tells me that, but, you know,
I would say that's correct because actually right now you've been in a period of time, probably for at least a year here, where you're really wanting to liberate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
From things that just aren't really perhaps that important. You know, things that just are holding you back in some way from being who you truly are, from being more of your authentic self. And so that's been going on. So usually this means that it's like you're itching for a change.
Yeah.
You know, usually people, when they get this kind of thing, they have so much energy and they frequently don't know what to do with it. I mean, they have enough energy that they could pick up and move. And that's a lot of energy, you see. So it needs somewhere to channel itself so that you're not, literally, you know, you can have so much energy that, you know, it can become disruptive if you don't do something with it. So have you thought about any particular changes that you're planning to make or wanting to make?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah, we've been in our same house for 22 years, and I've just had a burning desire to move.
Okay.
To get into a new house, and I've recently started a new business.
Okay. Those are good changes. And I hear the music, so I know that we are just about out of time, but I would recommend that you definitely try those changes and go for it. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal business timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Villagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Villagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Villagenza's products are good for you and the environment. Villagenza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Villagenza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit Villagenza.com. That's Belegenza.com.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we actually have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get started in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's take Louise. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. Her situation is she's currently the power of attorney for her aunt, and who's on the East Coast, actually. And there's a situation on moving out here or staying there. She just wanted to see what was in the charts for her. Mm. And this is, of course, for her aunt of the moving situation.
Right.
Her birthday is 8-9 of 38 at 3:01 a.m. in CDT, so that's Central Daylight Savings Time. Or
Daylight Time, right. Right.
In Berwyn, Illinois. So, Louise, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
Great. I'm great. Say, Madeline, my aunt is 96. I'm her power of attorney.
Right.
She does have some money. She's needing to make a move. She lives alone back east, and I'm kind of in a quandary here. What is best for her, for both of us, in a sense here? I've considered having her live in my home with me, or should it be for my highest good that she live in a retirement community of some kind? And I just wonder if the chart would show any indication.
Well, it's a great question. You know, you're having that personal earthquake energy. You know, the Saturn opposite Uranus earthquake energy is in your home area, and of course your career area too, since they're opposite of each other. So yes, there is some major change showing up for your home. Now, is there any possibility that you're going to move?
I don't have it up for sale or anything. No.
So there's.
I could. But
have you thought about moving?
No, I haven't thought about moving seriously.
Okay, then probably the answer is that she's moving in with you.
Interesting.
Now, that would certainly be one way that you would have a major change to your home life without moving.
Yes.
You see, sometimes I see situations where a teenager from someplace else in the family moves in. You know, that's fairly disruptive, too. But that's not your situation. You've got an elderly aunt, and you might still need to have somebody who, you know, she might still need to go to adult daycare during the day, you know, so that she has other social contacts besides you.
Yes. She's quite alert. She still drives, actually. Not much, but she can.
Wow,
and
that's fabulous.
Quite with it on many, many levels.
So why is
she's amazing, actually.
Why does she need to move?
Oh, she's alone.
She's
living in a very lovely retirement community, but she's totally alone back there, and she's afraid to be alone. She doesn't want to die alone back there. She and I are on the phone a lot, and I've looked at different places, and they're quite expensive. What she has high taste, and places are, you know, $200,000-$300,000 to even get into them. They have long term care programs and all.
Right.
You know, a hospital situation when she needs it.
Well,
so
and she might,
there could be some economic, you know, she could be contributing in my home if she were here, but I just have a lot of confusion around it, whether it would work. We're different, you know, there's a lot of love and respect there, but we're quite different.
Right. Well, like I said, there is a fairly major situation here with you, and it does look like it is confusing to you, the situation. A lot of times there can be a lot of self-doubt with this particular time, that you're in right now. And this probably is not going to clear up until later in the year, I'm going to guess, and say somewhere like maybe August or September. It'll start to clear up for you. But yeah,
okay.
There's a lot of confusion, self-doubt around this whole home issue. And In terms of your aunt, I was just looking to see what she has in the way of a major cycle here, and if there's something that is a challenge to her. It looks to me like it's going to just be harder and harder for her to keep staying there, because she's going to get a whole bunch of things that are happening to her. But going out to your place would be probably something that would be expansive for her.
And actually, I can't think of it off the. I don't really know it offhand.
That it could be expansive for her.
I don't have her birth date for you, if that would help, but I don't have it here.
That's okay. I'm able to see her in your chart.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it would be fairly expansive for her, though. So I would consider, you know, you're going to have this cycle of major change anyway, so, you know, maybe the appropriate thing is to have her come live with you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Take care.
Yeah, is there a financial picture there at all?
Can you see anything financially? Let's see here.
How it looks for me in general.
It looks like your finances are perhaps a little bit stretched. Probably over the next few months. Now let's see. Is there anything that's going to...
Sounds like my life. Everything's stretched.
We're all stretched. These energies are a lot lately. Yeah, it looks like over the next, you know, month or two, it's going to be a bit stretched. But after that, it should feel a bit better.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Madeline.
Good luck. Yes.
Cool. Thanks very much. And do we have time to go to one more? Or do you want to pick it up next week?
I am thinking. I don't think we have quite enough time.
So, Chris, our apologies. Call back next week, and we'll sneak in.
Yes, next week I'll be back. Yes, for sure. Well, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this: what story are you telling every day? You know the one I'm talking about. There's usually a line or an expression that you say several or more times per day. Today, notice if this is a positive story or a negative one. Now, do you expect to be in joy today? Or do you expect to be disappointed, jaded, or cynical about what's happening around you? Your most important job each and every day is to spend the most time possible in joy. Yes, joy. That will bring money to you faster than all the effort you can possibly put out. So let go of all your disappointments, resentments, and frustrations, because they're pushing money away from you. Start focusing on ways that you can be in joy. So begin today. And I'll be back next Friday on February 27th when I will discuss how to thrive in this economy, job or no job. I'll give you some tips for how to thrive during this economic downturn, because you don't have to join it. And I'll give you some tips for how you can keep that money flowing to you no matter what your situation is. And I'll also take your calls. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get your 2009 good timing guides and newsletters by going to our Polaris store. Remember, our inventory of printed guides is getting low, so get them while we still have them so you can work in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.